This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. As is fitting the decorum of her office, State Supreme Court Chief Justice Margaret Marshall is graciously modest.
I've learned a lot from history, which is state Supreme Court justices come and they go, and history moves on. So no, I did not think it would have this enormous impact.
Except that the "it" she's referring to is her landmark 2003 decision to legalize same-sex marriage in Massachusetts. You'll hear how Chief Justice Marshall chafes against the idea that one case may define her legal legacy in the state. That and much more in the second part of a special interview with Marshall a little later this hour. But first, have you been waiting to buy all those back-to-school supplies for the kids? Are you in the market for a new refrigerator or a computer? This is your weekend. The Massachusetts legislature has approved what's become the annual sales tax holiday. This weekend, most products under $2,500 will not be subject to the state's 6.25% sales tax. Stores in Boston are already gearing up for the rush. Here's Mark Fazio of Best Buy.
We are blowing out everything. We're going to have product going. We're going to be fully staffed, and we're going to pretty much be here to take care of our customers. And coming from 2 years ago when we had tax-free and not having it last year, I think customers were disappointed. So we've had a lot of customers in the store getting ready, doing a lot of research in preparation for this weekend. I'm expecting to see a lot of people here ready to go and knowing exactly what they're looking for.
My name's Phil Fitzpatrick. I'm assistant store manager here at the REI Boston Co-op. I mean, you definitely see an increase in volume of people coming through the store. It's, you know, an opportunity for people to save a little bit more money on something they've probably been thinking about for a couple months now. So it's such a short timeline that between when the legislature decides when to have this event and when the event actually occurs that you can't ramp up your inventory just for this 1-2-day thing, especially on such a short notice.
So that's the retailer's point of view, but is the sales tax holiday good for the state? Joining us now is John Chesto, business editor and writer of the Mass Market blog at the Patriot Ledger newspaper. John, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, John, let me ask you, okay, so we're in 2010. There's still what feels like a recession. There was one last year as well. We didn't have the tax holiday last year. So what's so different this year? Why say okay to no sales tax this weekend?
Well, this is obviously up to the state legislature. Last year, the state budget was in real rough shape. This year, it's a little better. The state revenue has stabilized. I wouldn't say it's gotten to the point where it's really improving much, but it's not any worse than it was last year. And I think also you can't forget about the fact that it's an election year, and politicians do like to provide something to keep the electorate happy.
So I guess this weekend it's their one chance for everyone to say we did something for consumers in Massachusetts, and also for retailers and business
people. Most retailers love it. Some consider it a headache because you do have to staff extra people, and especially since they don't find out about it generally until the last minute. The legislature really didn't pass this until a couple of weeks ago. You know, they have to tell their staff, well, we might have a sales tax holiday. Don't take that weekend off just in case we have one, because we're going to need to be, you know, have everyone all hands on deck to handle the crowds.
Mm-hmm. You've reported yourself that a lot of merchants say nobody gets to take that weekend off because the crowds are often out the door.
I've always been fascinated by the fact that a business can put a 20% off sign in their window and they won't get the crowds at a 5% sale, and now this year a 6.25% sale will drive. But I think there is a mentality of, well, you know, we've paid our taxes time and again every week. We dutifully off our paycheck, or anywhere we go, there's some aspect that we're paying taxes. So it's a way to kind of for people to feel like they're getting back at the government. I think also that in the past people might have waited a little bit to they knew this weekend was coming, so they had a big ticket item that they were going to buy, and they figured, well, why not save a little bit of extra money since it's already going to cost me $1,000, $2,000. They wait for the sales tax holiday. A lot of merchants, to get people in the doors, offer additional discounts on top of the sales tax discount of 6.25% this time. And so there are some additional savings to be had.
John, let me ask you about that. If there are additional savings to be had, and most of these purchases are coming from people who were probably going to buy that big screen TV anyway, how much of a net gain is this, if at all, for Massachusetts retailers?
Well, it's a great question, and I've asked this every year. I think, you know, some people would say it's kind of even Steven. You know, at the end of the year, retailers have told me that it's kind of a wash. People wait a little bit, and then they buy. They might buy something a little bit bigger, a little nicer, because they're getting that discount, so it kind of evens out. I know the Retailers Association of Massachusetts is a strong supporter of this, and they say that there's a lot of impulse buying that wouldn't otherwise happen because people are kind of in the mood. They're getting this discount, this sales tax off. And so they might buy more than they would normally purchase. They also might buy things that they otherwise would have purchased in New Hampshire where, as you know, there's no sales tax or on the Internet. But I think many retailers say it doesn't provide that huge of a bump in the bottom line, but it does improve the consumer mood and get customers happy.
Well, and on the flip side then, in terms of the state and loss in revenue, I mean, our budget's $28 billion. I read that the amount of revenue, sales tax revenue, the state might lose ranges anywhere from $15 to $20-ish million. So it seems like a bit of a drop in the bucket.
It really is. If you say $15 million, sure, we'd all like to have that money. But in the grand scheme of a $28 billion state budget, it is a drop in the bucket. And it's something the state can afford. You know, you could make an argument that as the state's cutting back, that they shouldn't be spending even $15 million on this. But I think consumers have it rough enough right now. Their sales tax went up a year ago, and that rubbed a lot of retailers the wrong way and certainly rubbed a lot of consumers the wrong way. It went from 5 to 6.25%. And this is sort of at least one way the legislature can say, okay, well, we recognize that wasn't much fun. Here's something we can give back because you've had to endure that sales tax increase.
But on the other hand, I mean, we do have a budget that's just barely balanced, and some people would say it's not even really balanced in reality, so that $15 to $20 million is going to have to come from somewhere.
Yeah, well, it is, and it does make it just that much harder to balance the budget, even though tax revenues have stabilized. Expenses keep going up, especially medical expenses, retirement expenses, and the state is always kind of on the run trying to stay ahead of itself as far as paying for the state budget.
And last question, John, where am I going to see you in line this weekend and what big ticket item are you rushing
question.
To buy?
I actually have tried to avoid the sales tax holiday crowds in the past, but this year I'm thinking, you know, it might be time to invest in a new stove, which is we kind of need. So we're going to be bouncing around at different appliance stores, checking to see who is the best deal, hoping that it doesn't get too crowded.
Well, that's John Chester, business editor at the Patriot Ledger, and shopping for a stove as well on the South Shore. John, thank you so much for
being
with us.
Thanks a lot for having me on today.